Thank you for coming tonight. It's an honor to have one Cuban coming to Canada. In this opportunity, we have three Cubans coming to Canada. After the brilliant performance of Solidarity Notes and listening to the accomplishment of the Cuban Revolution, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to introduce Orlando Antonio Fundora. But before we go into his introduction, I would like to explain what we do with the Social Justice Committee. We have several members here. We have Barbara and John Taylor, if you could stand up, please. Lydia Sayo and Jerry Hale, who is doing all the sound in the back, using all the sound equipment. And one of the objectives of the Social Justice Committee is to co-sponsor this type of events. And among several other events that we have co-sponsored in the past, we sent an international observer to the Salvadorian elections last year. We have been actively participating in the fundraising events of the youth who are going to Venezuela, to Caracas, Venezuela. We are co-sponsoring this event. We're also co-sponsoring the War Resisters campaign for people who refuse to participate in the Iraq War, and also in the War Must Fall campaign. So if you are interested in promoting peace, social justice, and equality, the Social Justice Committee of the Unitarian Church is a place to come. We invite you to come and participate with us, and we meet on the last Monday of each month at 7 o'clock in the Hewitt Center. Again, as I said, it's a pleasure to introduce Orlando Fundora. He's wearing several hats. Two of the most important hats are he's the president of the World Peace Council. The World Peace Council is going to meet. They are having meetings this week, preparing the World Peace Forum that is going to take place in Vancouver next year. The Unitarian Church of Vancouver will be one of the venues for this forum, so we will have several events. We will be co-sponsoring some of the events with Stop War, with the Canada-Cuban Friendship Association. So we ask you to stay tuned and to listen for the news for next year. Also, Antonio Fundora is the president of the Cuban Movement for Peace and People's Sovereignty, Movimiento por la Paz de Cuba. What are they? They are messengers for peace. And among his credentials, if we talk about Orlando's credentials, we'll need several hours. So this will be very brief. He's one of the founders of the July 26th movement, led by Fidel Castro. He was exiled into Venezuela. And also, he is the founder of the Radio Havana Cuba, the Havana Cuba radio station, the union station for the Cuban Workers Federation. He's also one of the founders of the Cuban Communist Party. And in 2004, one of the events that really pay homage to the Cuban Revolution, to the international solidarity of the Cuban Revolution, in 2004, when the U.S. was attacking Iraq, and five Cuban heroes, five Cuban people who are now in prison in the U.S. were suffering. At that moment, we could see all the aggression, not only against Iraq, but also against Cuba. We had also, at the same time, a landmark event taking place in Europe. And at that moment, Orlando Antonio Fundora was being elected as president of the world's Peace Council. So it's an honor. Please let me welcome Orlando Fundora.